Hi, today is July 11th, 2015. This is Comics News Podcast number 73. I'm checking to make sure. Yep, 73. And this is Todd Agassaward, my good friend Jay Stone. And today, as usual, Jay knows a lot more stuff than I do. So and he's actually been keeping up with Comic-Con, which I unfortunately have not. So to kind of circumvent my having to look through all the videos, Jay has already done so. So I'm going to ask him what's going on. So let's start with Legends of Tomorrow, Jay. What's going on with Legends of Tomorrow? First of all, who makes up Legends of Tomorrow? What's it all about? And what did you see in the Comic-Con panels?
So Legends of Tomorrow, they actually have a video.
Okay.
A trailer has already been released.
Okay.
So Legends of Tomorrow, believe it or not, is White Canary.
White Canary?
Yes. Remember Black Canary from Arrow?
The one that died? Yeah.
She's resurrected from a Lazarus pit.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Right? And so she ends up being a little crazy.
Okay. So the Sarah version of Black Canary. Okay.
Yes. So she becomes White Canary because she's been resurrected.
Right. And the Lazarus pit is known to have play bad games with your brain.
Yeah. It makes people crazy.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so there's White Canary, there's Adam.
Okay.
Right? The Brandon Ruth character.
Right.
Character from the last season of Green Arrow.
Right.
And you see, it's in the trailer, you see that he's figured out how to shrink himself.
Oh, good.
He still has that Iron Man type suit.
Yeah.
He still flies around and everything, and everyone thought he was dead. So watch the trailer. I just sent you the page from Comic Book Resources. I'm getting all my info from Comic Book Resources.
Okay.
.com. So plug for them. They have really good coverage, I think. Not just DC, but like all of Comic-Con.
Comics in general, yeah. Or Comic-Con, yeah. Right.
Yeah. And but all like related to comics, right? So where was I? So there was
Adam, White Canary.
Right? Okay, so everyone thinks he's dead, right?
Right.
From last season of Green Arrow.
Right.
And then he shows up and they go, wait a minute, you weren't really dead? Nope. You were just small. He said, yep.
Just small.
and they go, we don't believe you. He said, really? Watch. And then he turns small. So he shrinks himself with his suit. So anyway, so you got White Canary, you got Adam, you got Hawk Girl.
Okay.
Hawkman, and it's the Kendra Saunders version.
Okay.
So it's like the Earth 2 version where she gets reincarnated again and again.
Okay, got it.
And so they allude, in the panel, they allude to the fact that she may see herself in different time periods because she's her character reincarnates.
Okay.
And so you're going to see Hawkman.
In like a flashback or something.
Well, we don't know.
Oh, we don't know?
No, we don't know. Is he going to be in the past or is he going to be in the present? We're not sure. Because I'm leading up to the final person. So there's you got White Canary, you got Adam, you got Hawk Girl, you got at least one half of Firestorm. You have Martin Stein. Okay.
Okay.
They didn't actually show the actor who plays the other half, which is Arrow. You know the actor who does Arrow? It's his brother.
Yeah.
You and then you have Captain Cold and Heatwave from The Flash.
Hmm.
Okay. So those are the ones that makes up Legends of Tomorrow. And there's one more character.
Okay.
Rip Hunter, Time Master.
Really?
Yes, Rip Hunter, Time Master. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but it sounds very exciting and a lot of fun.
Has Rip Hunter shown up in Arrow or Flash yet?
Rip Hunter?
Yeah.
No. But in the trailer,
yeah.
Green Arrow and Flash from the TV shows
right.
show up in Legends of Tomorrow and basically say, you need to be the team to handle this really dangerous situation.
Right.
And Martin Stein's like, what? One half of a, I'm only like half of a hero, and right. the other half turns on fire. You have a billionaire who doesn't even know how to use his suit right.
Yeah.
Resurrected crazy woman. A girl with wings who's been reincarnated who knows how many times. Two criminals. You got to be kidding me. That's kind of what he said.
Right.
So guess who their big villain is?
Not Raish, right?
No, because Raish is dead.
Well, so is the other people. So were the other people.
It's not Raish, and it's not the new Raish.
Okay.
It's just Malcolm Merlyn, that guy from, right. I don't know, he's that British guy, right?
John Barrowman, yeah, he was in Doctor Who and Torchwood, yeah.
Okay, so.
Actually, he's American, or yeah, I think he's American or Canadian, but anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Think about time, it's time, right? Because Rip Hunter shows up.
Right. Plus all these resurrected or semi-dead people.
Well, only one of them is resurrected.
Oh, okay.
That's White Canary. So they have to, the gimmick is they have to go through time to prevent the villain from winning. Huh. You have any guess for some person that...
Well, the only one that comes to mind is Time Trapper, but I don't know.
No. When they said it, I went, okay, these people are going to take on this guy? Hard to believe, but okay.
Okay.
Vandal Savage.
Oh, good choice. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Good villain.
Yeah.
Just can't believe these people are going to beat him. Because, yeah. I mean, he takes on, like, he's taking on Superman.
Right.
You know, in the comics, he's really powerful.
Yeah.
You know? Because he's lived forever, right? For, like, 40,000 years.
Right.
You know, so basically they travel through time with Rip Hunter, who's not American in this version.
Oh?
He's British.
Yeah, why not? Sure.
I didn't know he was from the comic, but I guess he is. I never really thought about it. So they introduce Time Masters, they introduce Vandal Savage, they have all of Vandal Savage minions, which are like these disposable, probably, you know, they're these henchmen that they can go and fight and kill or whatever, or defeat.
Yeah.
You know. I just don't understand how Captain Cold and Heat Wave are going to work into this.
And what did they explain why Green Arrow and Flash were not able to take this on themselves?
No.
Like, maybe we're just scared, so we don't want to do it.
Well, what Rip Hunter talks about how he, in the future... they will become legends. That's why they're Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
Future, and he tries to protect time with the Time Masters. And so he basically tells them they're all going to be great heroes at some point. And then, like, Captain Cold's like, yeah, right. But anyway, so that's how he kind of reveals their destiny.
Hmm.
The action looks really good from the trailer.
Yeah.
It seems a little more humorous than either Flash or Green Arrow.
Oh, if that's the case, it's too bad they didn't get Booster Gold.
Well, we don't know.
Oh, we don't know. Got it.
Because he's a Time Master. He's a Time Master.
He could go get anybody he needs, in theory.
Definitely, right? Because since they've introduced the Time Masters, they've opened up the opportunity to introduce other Time Masters.
Hmm.
Right, which is Booster Gold, and there's another one, I forget who. It's like his son or something, or his father.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of DC continuity, it's really difficult to understand who's a Time Master when. It keeps on changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, anyway, I'm actually really looking forward to it. But I don't think it's going to come out like the same time Arrow and Flash come out.
Okay.
Supposedly, they're going to lay down some of the groundwork for the new series in Flash and Arrow.
Oh, okay. So this follows Flash and Arrow.
It sounds like it.
Okay.
It sounds like it.
Well, that sounds interesting. I guess I could get into that.
Well, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I just hope it isn't too hooky.
Well, you know, the problem is with that many characters, you know, it's easy for the writers to get kind of lost in the... in the giant, you know, list of characters, and then not be able to develop any of them in a significant way or interesting way. Maybe not significant's not the right word.
In a way, what's in a way, what's kind of good is they're already using the characters that have appeared in other shows. Mm-hmm. The only one that's new that we haven't seen, there's Rip Hunter.
Yeah.
Then there's also Hawk Girl.
Right.
I forget what they're calling her. Hmm. So they're already, you know, in a way, if they're going to do this, it's kind of a good way to do it, because now you have like people who've appeared in the other shows. So people, if you've been following the other shows, you kind of have an idea of who these people are. Hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
You have some you understand their personalities, their motivations, you know, a little bit of their character.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about including Captain Cold and Heatwave in that, though.
I didn't understand that.
I mean, you know, the Flash's rogue gallery is a very special set of villains to me, right? They're not the kind of villains you see in Batman or in Superman. They're on the border of good and evil. That's what always makes them interesting to me.
Yeah, they do good when it suits them.
Yeah. Whereas, I guess you could say you've seen Lex Luthor do good on occasion. But certainly amongst the Batman villains, you know, Scarecrow and Joker and those kind of folks, they're always in the game for themselves, right? Whereas the Rogues Gallery and the Flash have always been not exactly a team, but they've had camaraderie.
Yeah, they're family.
Yeah, and they have come out, like you said, you know, do good when it suits them.
Yeah, like in last couple episodes of Flash or something.
Yeah.
It helped him.
So, I guess that makes them reasonable candidates for something like this. Although, really, Suicide Squad would have been more appropriate, but...
Oh, there's no way they can touch that, right? That's the big movie.
Right.
You know? And that also came out of Comic-Con. They released the trailer at Comic-Con, and then someone already did a bootleg. Someone videotaped it with their phone or whatever, and then and then put it on the internet. The trailer actually looks really good.
Yeah,
I thought so. It was a really bad quality, and I'm really interested in it.
And this is the movie, right? Not a TV show.
Yeah, this is the movie. This is the one with Will Smith and Margot Robbie and Jared Leto as the Joker.
Well, you know, just having Will Smith makes me kind of wonder about it. You know, I mean, he's tried the superhero genre before, right? I mean, remember that one where he was a superhero that was kind of on the skids? I can't remember the name anymore.
Hancock.
Hank, there you go. Hancock.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Suicide Squad, okay. And I guess we don't know much about that since all you've seen is a leaked trailer or something.
Yeah, but it looks exciting.
Okay. Now moving on to Arrow, one of my favorite TV shows, period, regardless of superhero or not. What came out of Comic-Con for Arrow so far?
They're moving him to becoming more like, to becoming Green Arrow versus just Arrow.
Okay.
So basically they said that the producers or the showrunners said that he was always eventually supposed to become Green Arrow. This is just his journey that we're following him on.
Okay.
And they're going to bring in a guy called Damian Dark.
Damian Dark?
I don't remember Damian Dark, but I remember the name, but I don't remember what he did.
You remember the name, Damian Dark? I don't even remember that name.
Oh, yeah. I remember Damian Dark. Because I read one of the comic that he was in. Damian Dark.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Because that just doesn't ring a bell. Claim to be America's underworld, blah blah blah. Some connection to Hive. Access to unique high tech equipment. Okay, so he's a techie kind of villain, or maybe not a villain.
And I think his sister, it becomes Speedy.
Right, that became kind of, yeah.
You know. Well, I mean, he kept calling her Speedy. So
right, his nickname, right.
And then there's supposed to be another villain that's coming out other than Damian Dark, but we don't know who it is. Malcolm Merlin's still part of it. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Even though he's the new race?
He's the new race. And then they're going to introduce Anarchy, which is actually a Batman character, but whatever.
Yeah, I remember, you know, Anarchy.
Yeah. And he fought on Robin.
Right.
And then Mr. Terrific.
Hmm. Which version? Which version of Mr. Terrific? Oh.
I don't know.
You've got a video running somewhere.
I do?
Yeah.
I can't even hear it.
Oh, that's okay. It's gone now. Or maybe we had crosstalk. I'll see if I can edit it out.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear it.
Okay. No problem.
Hey. You know, my Adobe Flash player is trying to update. I stopped.
Okay, so that was Arrow. And next up is Flash. Yeah, what did you hear about Flash?
So Flash, they're going to introduce the big villain for this season is going to be Zoom.
Wait a minute. The Reverse Flash, which one is Zoom then?
Okay, Zoom is not Reverse Flash.
Yeah, because Professor Zoom, right?
Yes, that used to be Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Oh.
So Zoom was created when Geoff Johns took over Flash comic book.
Okay.
He created a character called Zoom, which is like, it was because Reverse Flash had been killed, right?
Okay.
So he wanted to create another Reverse Flash type of person. So he created a character called Zoom. So he's
with a Z or an X?
With a Z.
Okay.
So he's fast. If I remember right, though, he's fast because he travels through time. It's not just like Speed Force.
Okay.
It's different. It's like he's vibrating all the time.
Okay.
So he's going to become the new big, you know, bad character. And they're going to introduce Jay Garrick.
Oh, that'll be great.
But it's an Earth 2 Jay Garrick. So
wait, which Earth 2 though?
I don't know.
Because I mean the original Earth 2. I mean the World War II Jay Garrick or the new young Jay Garrick in the current Earth 2 lineup.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because it says we're going to be introducing characters from Earth 2.
Okay, I'm hopeful they're talking about the classic Earth 2, not the contemporary Earth 2.
I'm not sure because the guy doesn't look that old. And so what they had a video from Comic Con that they showed. You can catch it on YouTube, and it basically has the highlights from last season and gives you a preview of the new season. Not it doesn't have a lot of pictures, but it has all these voiceovers. And so Jay Garrick comes and says, "I'm here to warn you that something really bad is going to happen to your world." So when I read that it's an Earth 2 Jay Garrick, I'm wondering if they're going to start to introduce the multiverse.
That would be great. And, you know, there was a – I can't remember which storyline it was, but there was a storyline years ago where they needed to reuse the, you know, the classic Earth 2 superheroes, the Justice Society of America heroes. And so what they did was they introduced kind of like a youth serum. And so they all became a lot younger, you know, so back in their, let's say, 30s or maybe 40 in their prime. So maybe it's that version of the classic Earth 2. I hope it is anyway.
Well, because the actor, they already cast the actor. The actor doesn't look that old.
No, that's what I'm saying. So maybe that's how they're going to explain it, if it's the classic Earth 2. Otherwise, who knows?
And, at the end of season one, you know, remember Cisco?
Yep.
Eobard Thawne basically tells him that he's going to be, he has an ability to see vibrations of other universes.
Right.
So I suspect that they're going to use Cisco to help introduce the multiverse. That's what I suspect will happen.
That would be a good way to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone thinks he's going to become Vibe.
Right.
And then they're going to introduce Wally West. Iris West's nephew or whatever. Cousin? Nephew?
Yeah, in the you know, the original version of the Flash, the 1950s, 60s version, he was the nephew.
I think he's still going to be the nephew.
That's pretty tough. I mean, Iris Ress is pretty young. I mean, not to say that it's not possible. I mean, a lot of people have big age differences between siblings, and then a close age difference between the aunt or uncle and the nephew or niece. So I guess it's possible.
I don't think he's going to be old Wally West. I think he's going to be young Wally West.
Which would make sense because, you know, again, in the classic Earth One Flash from the 1960s, Kid Flash is like preteen when he becomes a Kid Flash. Yeah, he's literally a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Yeah, he's like maybe 10, 11, 12, same age as Robin.
And then they're going to introduce Patty Spivot.
Okay, I don't know that character. Who's Patty Spivot?
She's kind of new. She's Barry Allen's love interest in the comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In the current version.
Well, I haven't been reading the current Flash.
Yeah, me too. So that's why I'm asking those questions.
Maybe about a year or so, but she was at the beginning.
Okay.
So she was a love interest, and Flash wasn't actually in love with Iris West. Hmm. He was in love with Patty Spivot. Okay. But apparently she was created in 1977, I found out.
Oh, no, not... No clue. No clue. No memory of that.
Yeah, she... Apparently.
Hmm. Okay.
So she's going to be introduced. Might see Killer Frost. You know? Because, you know, Caitlin Snow is Killer Frost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or will be. So you might, she might come, she might be in the show. So I think those are the big things for Flash.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And the thing is that when you, if you look at the trailer or the preview that they showed at Comic-Con, you see this person running through Central City, but he doesn't have, he doesn't have like a gold or a red streak. He has a silver streak.
Hmm.
So it makes me think that's Zoom and not Barry. And I don't know how they're going to do this, but somehow I think they're bringing back Harrison Wells.
What? That's just wrong. I don't know. That's just wrong.
Well, no. The real Harrison Wells.
Oh, okay. The one who got replaced by what's his name? By the Reverse Flash.
Yeah, the one who's dead.
Yeah.
So, because that actor was on the panel.
Hmm.
So, is he from the other Earth? Or is it a flashback? Does Barry Allen start to travel through time?
Hmm.
I don't know, right? There's a lot we don't know. And they're going to bring back Grodd. What's weird is even though there's Legends of Tomorrow, they're going to bring back Captain Cold.
Hmm. Same actor?
Yeah. Which I think is probably how they're going to lead into Legends of Tomorrow. So they're going to have this Golden Glider and Captain Cold episode early on in the season. And since Legends of Tomorrow comes out later, I'm figuring that's probably how they're going to somehow introduce that, set it up so that character ends up in Legends of Tomorrow.
By the way, I'm reading through that comic book resources article you pointed me to, and it says that Jay Garrick is the original Flash, and that the episode number of last year's season finale. Let me see that. Johns points out the episode number of last year's season finale, which had the first appearance of Jay's helmet, was 123, the same number, issue number, the Flash comic book where Jay first met Barry. In the Flash of Two Worlds.
Flash of Two Worlds. Did you tell me you had that comic?
That one... You know, I think I might, actually.
God, you're sitting on a gold
mine. I don't have to go. I should go find it.
That's very... That's like a classic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've got a bunch of those. They're in. I would say they're in pretty good condition. They're not mint. You know, they're not, like... bagged in special acetate bags or anything. But anywho, okay, so that's a whole lot to absorb. I don't know how they're going to pull all this off.
Well, they what, got 22, 23 episodes to do it?
I don't think they even have that many episodes anymore. I mean, these days, TV shows have very few episodes. They're like 16 to 18. It's not like the old days.
I thought they had 20-something.
Maybe. Okay, now one you haven't mentioned that before we started the podcast is Supergirl. Was there any mention of Supergirl? That you recall?
I didn't finish reading the article. It's at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So at the bottom, they talked about it. They cast Maxwell Lord. Somehow they're putting Maxwell Lord in there. I don't know how that works.
That almost doesn't make sense, but okay.
So apparently they cast him. And it's supposed to be more like a Richard Donner Superman.
Well, that'd be nice.
Versus, like, you know, the new Superman.
Right, right. The new Dark Superman.
Dark Superman that we have nowadays.
Yeah. That nobody really likes.
Well, I kind of like it.
Okay, now speaking of something nobody likes, but well, I guess the opposite. Actually, everybody likes except us.
Everybody likes Gotham. Right? It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, Gotham. I was kind of looking through the article, but I didn't see anything about Gotham in there.
Oh, no, no, it's Gotham. It's right. It's above Supergirl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's above Supergirl.
Okay.
It's they're going to introduce more villains. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know why people coming back to it as much as they do. I mean, I can see people watching it, but I can't see like. I mean, it's just killing it. It's just like, okay. I mean, the last couple episodes are really good, but my God, they were. It's extremely over the top.
Yeah. Yeah. See? It is, isn't it?
It's like, you know, when Fish Mooney like gouges out her eye.
Right.
I was like, what the hell kind of show is this? And they give her a different colored eye?
Yeah.
Which is just, it's like a horror comic more.
Well.
You might say it's horrible, but.
Well, everybody except us likes it, though. That's the thing.
I mean, I'll watch it, but it's not, I don't think it's that great of a show. It's not that good.
I agree. And I think the reason why it doesn't appeal to you and I, and may appeal to everybody else, is that it's, you know, it's probably a, you know, it's got a lot of action and a lot of intrigue and all of that, but you and I are waiting for little Bruce Wayne to do Batman-ish kind of stuff.
And, well, yeah.
And we see a little bit, but not really, right? I mean, Selina Kyle is much more superhero-ish than Bruce Wayne at this point.
Oh, yeah. And she's Catwoman.
Right.
The future Catwoman.
Right.
Right.
So it seems very, and you know, as we said in the past, the most likable character was what's his name, the mob boss.
Yeah.
Right, and it's like what? That can't be right. I mean, still to me, he was still the most likable character.
He was. I actually liked that character. Well, the only other character I liked was the Joker. That was a good episode.
Hmm.
And when that actor, he's a very young actor because he plays the Joker. That's the weirdest thing, right? All the other villains are old.
Right.
And they make the Joker young. Yeah. He's like a teenager.
Yeah.
Right? And when he turns evil, right, it's just like, whoa, it was scary. I mean, it was scary.
Yeah.
That guy was good.
Yeah, I guess so.
The rest of it was just, you know how they had that guy that, you know, the guy who was in Heroes?
Yeah.
And he was that serial killer and everything?
Yeah.
You know, I just like, what is going on here? And Barbara Gordon kills her. She's not Barbara Gordon yet, but Barbara whatever, she kills her parents.
Right. That was just weird.
What the hell? This is the future mother of Batgirl?
Well, okay, so that's a little bit tricky, right? Because in the original Batman comics, Batgirl was Commissioner Gordon's niece, I think.
Oh, I always thought it was the daughter.
And I got, although you know, in the TV show, she was his daughter. I got to look that up. It's a complicated one, you know.
Well, she was in the TV show first, I thought.
Yeah, yes. And I'm trying to remember why it was so complicated. It was sort of like she's treated as if she's a daughter, but she's like adopted or something like that.
Oh, I remember that. It was a weird thing. What it wasn't. It wasn't. I remember that storyline.
Right. It was like really confusing.
Yes, it was. It really was.
Like, is she the daughter? Is she somebody else? I mean,
daughter.
Yeah.
I look at comic. It was on. She was a niece and the adopted daughter.
All at the same time. I'm looking it up now really quickly, and it's kind of hard to see it. But in any case, it was.
She was an orphan niece.
Yeah.
Because her parents were killed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at any rate, I can tell that we're kind of like, Gotham.
No, really.
I still have hopes for it. I mean, you know, one of my favorite TV shows, although it had its ups and downs, is Smallville. Because even more than Arrow, it was the journey for Clark Kent to discover who Clark Kent is and also become Superman at the same time. And I really have high hopes that, or had high hopes, so right now I don't, but I had high hopes that that would be the path that Gotham would take. Unfortunately, it hasn't.
I think part of the problem I think the only thing with Smallville is they took too long.
Yeah, I agree.
I think because, you know, it was such a successful show, and they were just milking it and milking it and milking it and milking it, right? So, I mean, it was nice to see it every season, but it was like, I think they stretched it out a little bit too long.
And yeah, so the final season, there were some seasons where they just telephoned it in.
Yeah, the final season really is they should have. That was the time to end it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when that show, not to go too far off track, but when Smallville started, I don't know why, I never read anything that said so, but somehow I kind of thought that it would be a 4-season arc, you know, basically taking him through high school and maybe 1 year post high school, and the 4-season arc, and it would end with him putting on the super, you know, the super suit. But it went 10 seasons and took darn near forever for him to put the suit on.
Yeah, it just like kept it going on.
Yeah.
You know? Can you imagine if they had Smallville, Flash, Green Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and Supergirl?
Oh, yeah.
Fine. That would have been like overkill.
Yeah. And you know, Supergirl did show up in Smallville.
Yeah, yeah.
For a couple of seasons.
Yeah, there was a version of her.
Yeah. Which I kind of enjoyed. I mean, it wasn't quite the Supergirl I remembered, but it was enjoyable. Okay, now the final one, I don't think is in the article, but you mentioned it to me, is Vixen. Now, it's not a superhero I remember reading a lot of. I remember her being in the Justice League briefly. And by briefly, I mean from my perspective, only because I may have stopped buying the series, you know, by the time she was around the time that she entered the JLA. But you say they're going to make a TV show out of for Vixen?
Apparently.
Hmm.
That's what it said.
Hmm.
Just okay with me.
Yeah, now you like this character, right?
Vixen? Yeah. I've always liked Vixen. You know? Hmm. I don't know. I kind of like Animal Man. I like characters that take
I liked Animal Man.
I like characters that take on attributes of animals for some reason. I've always liked Animal Man.
Buona Beast?
Yeah, Buona Beast.
Yeah.
You know? A little antiquated in his name, but...
Yeah, but a fun character.
Buona Beast was pretty cool. He was in Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah, I remember seeing him in that.
And I enjoyed that version. I really did. That is such a weird character. Well, it's like Kongorilla. And Kongorilla.
Yeah, well, you know, in the 19... Maybe I shouldn't pick on 1960s. 1940s had its share of odd characters, too. But the 1960s was a very experimental time. You know, comic books are really trying to find their way. You know, Marvel had taken one tact, and DC had taken a completely different tact, a more traditional tact. And DC in particular had very oddball characters. including Buona Beast and you know, a few characters they brought from the 1940s forward. Robot Man, you know, those kind of things. The original Robot Man, not the one in the Doom Patrol. So
there was one before Doom Patrol?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, was that the one that was an All-Star Squadron?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So, you know, there's some interesting things they did. Yeah, Buona Beast, Animal Man, that all came out in the 1960s, I think. That was kind of an interesting time for DC trying to figure out how to be more successful but not become a Marvel clone. You know, because Marvel itself brought back some characters like Kazar, or Kazar, however you pronounce it, which I think came from the 1940s from Atlas Comics also. And they kind of modified his character for the 1960s Marvel universe. But
Vixen according to IMDb, Vixen is a miniseries.
Oh, kind of like Sharon Carter, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But it's not human.
What do you mean
it's not human? It's an animated series.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's CW has a digital only. Digital only network, CW Seed.
Never heard of it.
But they're going to have the same actors do the voices.
Oh.
You know, like, so there's going to be, it sounds like there's going to be Arrow and Flash.
But animated.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at right now. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
I'll send you the page. It looks kind of anime style.
Which is a very popular style these days. I think it's also cheaper to produce if it's anime style.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, you know, anime is much more angular lines and solid colors. So, you know, it's cheaper to produce and a more realistic, you know, cartoon. Say, you know, traditional Disney kind of cartooning for 1940, which is extremely expensive, right, with all the expensive backgrounds and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, did you hear about Green Lantern?
No, I didn't.
It's going to be Green Lantern Corps.
Animated?
No, live action.
TV?
Live action film. Huh?
Wait, no. A film?
It's going to be, and the guy who plays the new Captain Kirk is going to be Hal Jordan.
Really?
Maybe 3 or 4 Green Lanterns of Earth. Yeah. Supposedly multiple ones. Some people say Jon Stewart might be in it. You never know. It might be Guy Gardner. You might see Kyle Rayner.
Right.
I've heard rumors about that, but they announced it at Comic-Con that Green Lantern, the new Green Lantern reboot will be Green Lantern Corps. And it's all part of DC's shared cinematic universe. But it won't come out to the Green Lantern Corps won't come out to 2020.
Oh, that's like forever.
Yeah. But that's the plan right now. It won't come out to after Justice League. Maybe that's how they're going to replace Justice League, right? Green Lantern Corps is like a team of people.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it doesn't have the character recognition that the Justice League lineup would.
Yeah, but you know what my daughter liked the most?
What's that?
Daughters to see it. They like the alien Green Lanterns the most.
Yeah, those are always fun to watch. Even as a kid, I remember, you know, seeing the first, the first alien Green Lanterns is really a kick.
Yeah, and the part of the movie she liked the best is when he was on Oa and he was learning how to be a Green Lantern.
Yeah,
she thought he should have stayed there a lot longer.
Yeah, I agree with her.
Yeah, and I agree with my daughter. I think that would have been a little more interesting.
Yeah, it would have had development, you know, and then kickstarted for a second Green Lantern movie, which never happened.
Yeah. But, you know, I really think they got the wrong director.
It was terrible direction. It was bad storyline and terrible direction and awful costume.
He didn't understand what Green Lantern was all about.
Absolutely. Sort of like the new Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah. The, what is it? Someone wrote an article about should you see the Fantastic Four movie and how so many people are ragging on it right now.
Right.
And I don't know. The director is trying to say, it's they're our family. And I'm like, they don't seem... And I'm not talking about how, you know, they're a mixed family.
Right.
I see the trailer. They just don't seem like a family to
me. They don't gel.
They don't act like it.
Yeah.
Like, Sue is too old for Reed. Reed is too young. Right?
Right.
And even though Ben Grimm is not a short, skinny guy.
Ever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They should have gotten The Rock. No, seriously, that would have been more interesting to me. That if Ben Grimm is The Rock, right? Because Ben Grimm is this big, muscular guy.
Actually, I think the actor they got from The Shield to play Ben Grimm in the last two Fantastic Four movies was a good pick. Just from a physicality point of view.
He was too short.
You think so?
Yeah, he was too short. I thought he's a good actor, but he was too short.
I never saw Ben Grimm as a short, but I never thought of Ben Grimm as a tall character either, so.
I never thought of him as a stocky guy. I thought of him as, you know, a tallish guy who's muscular and athletic.
Oh, I always thought of him as stocky. I mean, you know, if you look at the flashbacks to World War II and the, you know, the Jack Kirby drawings of the Fantastic Four, he's a stocky guy.
Oh, because the... When I used to read the Fantastic Four and they would show flashbacks,
yeah,
I could have sworn he was as tall as Reed Richards.
I would say that's probably right. I mean, basically, you know, all the superheroes are about the same height.
Yeah, and Reed Richards is not a short guy.
You know, I never really thought of him as short or tall, just kind of regular.
So, I mean, that. And what did they choose? They choose a woman who's not blonde.
Again.
To play. Right? It's right. Like when they chose... I think she did a good Lois Lane, but she is a redhead.
Yeah, Amy Adams.
Right? And then they had that other one in the Superman Returns. She was blonde, had to wear a wig.
Right. Well, at least she had a wig on.
Yeah, but it's like... Wow. You can't find a brunette that's a good actress?
Hey, they can't even find Americans.
That's true. What, most of the cast of Dark Knight was from England, right?
Right, right.
Right, and Superman's British.
Right. So, you know, apparently we don't... Anyway, I've said this before. Apparently, in terms of superhero casting in movies, they're having a tough time finding Americans to fill roles.
Well, you know what? I read an article that the Screen Actors Guild of America is concerned about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously concerned because a lot of leading men nowadays are British.
Yeah. Or Australian.
Or Australian, right? They're all, yeah. Right?
Like Hawaii Five-0.
Yep. Right?
Yeah.
Look at Thor.
That's right. Also, Captain Kirk's dad.
Yeah. And his brother.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, do we have an apparent shortage of heroic American actors?
I mean, look at Man from U.N.C.L.E. That's going to come out.
Which is, again, the actor played Superman, so yep.
Right, British. Right? You know.
Well, we obviously need a how to act a superhero school in America. To solve this national crisis.
I mean, is the guy who plays Captain America American or Canadian?
I think he's, North American. I don't know if he's U.S. or Canadian, but he was also the Human Torch in the first two Fantastic Four movies.
I know, he was so awful.
Yeah, and he's so good in Captain America, so it was obviously the movie, right?
Yeah, it was the movie. It was the character.
Yeah.
Right? It was, right? It was a poor casting.
Yeah.
Right? And then, Doctor Strange
is Benedict Cumberbatch. Yep. But that's like far in the future. There's not even any clips of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap up Comic Views podcast number 73. We wandered through a whole bunch of stuff, mostly announcements at Comic-Con, which neither Jay nor I are at, I should say, but we've just been gleaning, mostly Jay, gleaning comic books resources and YouTube panel videos and things. Interesting stuff, probably more, maybe not next week, but in a couple of weeks when I get back to podcasting. So we will talk to you all later.